A federal magistrate in Fairbanks issued his long-awaited decision Tuesday on the case of Jim Wild, the central man arrested by National Park Service rangers on the Yukon River last fall. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Judge Scott Orevec found Wild guilty of the three charges that were contested during the trial that began 6 months ago. They are interfering with the Park Service, violating a lawful federal order, and operating an unregistered boat. But in a 31-page ruling issued Tuesday afternoon, Orevec concluded that Wild was not guilty of the most serious charge, disorderly conduct. Wild didn't seem very interested in talking about the case when contacted at his home in Central Tuesday evening, except to say that he was surprised. Despite his reputation as something of a firebrand, Wild seemed subdued because he'd been advised by his attorney to not say much, especially about appealing the conviction, until after he's sentenced on October 28th.
As he could still change his mind again. Quite disappointed, you can say that. Over 6 months' time, I expected him quite a bit different.
The case stems from Wild's refusal on September 16, 2010, to comply with park rangers' orders to shut down his boat motor in the middle of the Yukon as he was making his way upriver on a stretch that runs through the Yukon Charley National Preserve. That was followed by a brief chase with the rangers in pursuit, during which time the rangers pointed a pistol and shotgun at the 71-year-old Wild and his elderly wife and friend, who also were in the boat. The rangers testified that they felt threatened when Wild yelled profanities at them, then gunned his throttle and swerved his boat during the pursuit. They said that force was necessary to subdue the unruly arrestee after the boats were ashore. The controversial case and trial has stirred up deep-seated anti-federal sentiment among many here in the interior. Congressman Don Young joined the outcry, declaring the case another example of the Fed's heavy-handed presence. Wild says he appreciates all that solidarity.
Well, I thank all the supporters, and that's about the limit I can do right now.
Some have suggested that Wild's arrest could serve as a test case on the long-standing legal question of whether the feds have jurisdiction over the Yukon and other waterways that Alaska officials contend are state-owned navigable waters. Wild's attorney, Bill Satterberg, tried to argue that point at trial, but Orevec dismissed the argument and declared that the preserve has the authority to patrol the river. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.